The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am... The Flash.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking the Flash. Now, this one here is going to be a little beginning of Supergirl, because in this episode, we had the four-day crossover event, which I am a big fan of these crossover events. Kind of. Well, you know what? It was... I am a big fan of the crossover events with Arrow and the Flash. I'm not going to lie. When I first saw these four shows crossing over... I did try out Legends of Tomorrow. I just couldn't get into it. Even though I loved some of the characters, it just... Some of them I just couldn't get into it. And then, I don't think I even tried Supergirl. Maybe 10 minutes. And maybe I'm wrong for that, but I just could not get into Supergirl. And I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just for the fact that when I watch Supergirl or I see the commercials, I know Kara is supposed to... Is she supposed to be like... I don't know. She kind of reminds me of, like... Felicity, like she's trying to be quirky, funny, ditzy, and then she's got superpower. I don't know. I don't know. It just maybe I'm just not. Maybe I should watch. I don't think so, though. I mean, I gotta get. I'll put it out there. Supergirl is hot. I'm just gonna say that. But the show, yeah, I had to watch. Even my wife, when I was like, "Oh, it's a 4 hour," she was like, "You don't even watch Supergirl, and you don't even watch Legends." And I was like, "I know. I'm gonna have to." I didn't think I was gonna have to, but I had to. But I watched Supergirl. I mean, what? I think, like, it was an hour episode and, like, 50 minutes were of Supergirl. And then the last 10 minutes is when it brings in the Dominators and aliens. And then we see Barry and Cisco show up in an apartment. So I kind of had to watch Supergirl. And then I was like, what? I could have just fast-forwarded through all this. And then we lead into Invasion that aired on November 29th of The Flash. I really liked this episode. I thought it was really badass. Great beginning. The beginning kind of definitely hooks you, right? Because Flash and Arrow are being attacked and you don't know what it is. And then all of a sudden it's like, I don't know how many hours later, 10 hours, 12 hours before or some kind of crap like that. I thought the aliens were cool. I thought they were cool. It was good to see like the Flash and then we see Arrow and Diggs fighting the vigilante, and then, of course, the Legends of Tomorrow people show up. That was dope. The Justice League building. It took me back in the 80s when I used to watch, you know, Super Friends on Channel 13 on Saturday morning cartoons, and seeing that building there, I was like, oh, that's my childhood. So that was pretty badass. I'm not gonna lie. Let's see what else. That whole tape thing, 40 years, future, Flash warning everybody. I don't read the comics. I just watch the shows. But Jesus, I'm wondering how many times Flash goes back there and bends the timeline and stuff. And what are they? That was a big, serious warning. You know, like, don't trust anybody. Don't even trust me. I'm like, oh, crap. I don't have the mindset to kind of figure all this crap out. So I'm curious to see how that's going to pan out. But I was good to see. It was good to see Oliver telling him, you know, don't be so hard on yourself and kind of trying to give him a pep talk. Like, it is what it is. We got to move forward. We got aliens. I wish Ollie would sometimes take that own advice. Let's see what else. Dude, when Cisco finds the tape recorder, I'm like, oh, God. Because we all know from the last episode of Flash, he's kind of pissed off at Barry because of the death of his brother, which I get it. Okay, I get it. And I'm a fan of Cisco. Okay, but I get it. I get Cisco has every right to be mad, but really, like stretching it, like, all the, I mean, it's not like Barry, like, physically killed him. He just kind of bent time. I don't know. I just don't see the big deal. I don't understand why Cisco is being this ugly when there's other stuff to be worrying. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong for it. Does anybody agree with me or disagree? But when he finds that little tape recorder and then pretty much tells Barry, like, are you going to tell the team? Are you going to tell the team? And Oliver, I thought had a great, you know, great reason. Like, we're about to fight aliens. Do not drop this bomb on them. And then Cisco does it. I'm surprised Ollie didn't, like, yo, like, that was my idea. I would have been like, when he did that, I was like, man, Sarah throws a little couple of punches. Diggs throws some punches at him. But yeah, I thought that was kind of effed up. I think they should have waited. That would have been better. But maybe it all panned out since they said it. And at the end, they were like, we got your back. But I don't know. One of the parts that I really, really enjoyed, Heatwave, when he pretty much is, I think, hitting on Supergirl, but pretty much tells her that she's got a stupid name. Won't call her Kara and then wants to call her Skirt. I thought that was hilarious. Heatwave is just dope. Let's see what else. The ending, starting off where Oliver is pretty much giving Barry a pep talk about everything, about life and how he lost everybody and, you know, all that good stuff. I thought that was great. I love seeing these two together. And then Star Labs gets attacked and Flash is taken out. His group of people and Arrow's taken out his certain group of people. That was just badass. The rooftop part, the bottom was just great. Loved it. Wally comes in and helps, which was awesome too. But then he gets super punched by Supergirl, which, I mean, shouldn't he? I guess she didn't like really kill him because if she really punched him, he would have. I don't know, but still. But yeah, those last few minutes, just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Let's see what else. HR. Finally tells Wally he's going to help him train, which I'm like, I don't know how that's going to work out. And then, of course, the Dominators kidnap Ollie and the group, which then we see in the commercial, it says continued on Arrow. So, but yeah, this episode, man, this episode was really, really good. Definitely better than the Supergirl episode, that's for sure. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed this episode. So kudos, thumbs up. It was tolerable, meaning like, Supergirl, The Flash, then, of course, I'm going to love Arrow. And then Legends of Tomorrow, I'll get to that at the end of Arrow when I recap Arrow. But, yeah, great episode, great fight scenes. Love seeing everybody using their superpowers and all that good stuff. Pretty damn good. If anybody has any comments, questions, whatever, feel free to leave whatever, wherever you're listening this to. And if you want to hear more of my recap shows, you can go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. On the top, you'll see a tab, and everything is there for all the shows that I do. If you want to go directly to iTunes, all you got to do is search Talking the Flash, and I'm there. I'm catching up, people. I'm catching up, getting ready for the return of the new episodes. And I think that's about it, really. If you want to follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, that's where you go. Mike the THA Movie Guy on Snapchat. Good Shows app, jump on there. If you're a fan of the old TV tag, Get Glue, get on there. I'm Mike the Movie Guy on there as well. So, but once again, everything's on my blog, iwatchmike.com. So have a great weekend. Stay warm out there. Coming up, I got another episode of The Flash.
My name is Barry Allen, and I am the fastest man alive. To the outside world, I'm an ordinary forensic scientist. But secretly, with the help of my friends at Star Labs, I fight crime and find other metahumans like me. I hunted down the man who killed my mother, but in doing so, I opened up our world to new threats. And I am the only one fast enough to stop them. I am The Flash.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.